Word for Jamaica, brought to you by Grace Missionary Church, 7 West Avenue, Kingston 10.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 9 to 11. The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It says, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Today, we continue to focus on the temptation Jesus faced in the wilderness. In this temptation, we see that Jesus is tested to be sensational and to be presumptuous with regards to his Father's protection of him. It is the most dangerous because it is the most subtle. The devil tempted Jesus to put his trust in the scriptures by misusing it to suit his purpose and to choose some other way than God's way. The word of God is unchanging, and we are to be careful not to change it to suit ourselves. We must not use it for sensationalism or hyped up emotions. We often want a God who performs spectacular miracles that get us all excited, but not the God who makes absolute demands on our lives that call for discipline and sacrifice. Jesus gave the devil a stern rebuke not to force the hand of God to act, which tells us that we must be on our guard. In our daily lives, we manipulate others to get what we want. Too often we try to manipulate God to get what we want through bargains and deals. We need to take the words of Jesus seriously. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Since we are aware of the daily battle with temptation, we ought to begin each day in prayer. Lord, I face battles with temptation every day. Help me to be focused on you, Father, like Jesus was. Help me to learn your word, so that I can find victory over temptation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please join us next week.